It is Thursday, June 23, the Big Sports Breakfast on Sky Sports Radio. Clarky, what about Loz? Loz, by the way, is we're all off for a week next week. Loz is off
for more than a week.
Loz is going a day early.
Yeah.
And there we are in the kitchen just having a bit of a chat. Loz made it plainly clear.
Pretty honest, wasn't he?
He goes, boys, love yous. Won't be thinking of it one second.
Hey, no worries.
And no offence taken.
Yeah. Nah. I got to say.
That's honest.
Yeah, I don't disagree. When I go away, I've never listened to you blokes. I've never tuned in for 1 minute to work out how the boy's going.
Where are you going? The Bahamas.
I can't tell you where I'm going, Block. I'm staying in Australia.
Hang on, right? You blokes.
I'm only going for a couple of days. I'm going for five. I go on the weekend. I come back Friday.
Are you blokes off next week?
Yeah.
Yes.
Does that mean I'm off?
No.
I've got one word for you.
You're on.
Hey, I've got one word for you. Mortgage.
I'll tell you what I have got for you today, Blocker. I've told Clarkie already.
Oh, thanks. You shouldn't
have.
No,
you know what I wrote down?
What do you mean?
Read this if you can read my writing. Can you say that?
This could get wild. No paper.
You didn't bring your paper in.
Well, Loz, that's where you let yourself down.
Hang on. He started with a newspaper.
Your newspaper.
Now he's got a whole book.
Hey, listen, you blokes. By failing prepare, you're preparing to fail.
How much stuff have you got written down? We've only got an hour.
Hey, listen.
What's the newspaper?
Do you know what? We should get some psychologist in. Because this is what I do during the footy. Just have a look at this. Clarky, I know this is
show
radio.
Show us your notes. Show us your notes.
Oh my gosh. I thought
she's a pretty neat block as well. Good hand, yeah.
For a lefty.
I'm a lefty as well.
I'm a lefty. Hey, boys.
You only got to understand your own writing. It's only notes for him.
Exactly.
Mate, that's a lot of notes, Block.
He's got a whole body.
That's more notes than I use the whole three and a half hours.
I was going to say 3.5 years.
Loz, you know what? If I can go. See, there's the Storm versus the Saints in round 7, right? So I can go right. You know, I can go right back and just go over what the game was like and then...
See, do you understand? I need to take some notice of this. This is very good preparation. I need to start doing... That's called after hours doing extras.
Experience too.
Hey, boys.
I'm gonna take a leaf out of your book, Block. I'm going to go and buy myself a book and a pen. I'll start with that. I don't know if I'm going to use it, but I'll start with buying
both. I'll be able to help you too.
Writing?
Help
spelling?
Help you with some ideas. I'm an ideas man.
Mate, you are the best in that
regard. The Courier Mail.
Yes.
Is that the paper that writes all the footy up there in QLD?
Brisbane Metropolitan Paper, that is correct.
Is that it's Daily Telegraph in Brisbane.
Calling my man a grub, Liam Martin.
Well, right? He went on a, quote, grubby rampage.
A grubby rampage. Well, I'll put it to you guys, and I would love to put the record of Liam Martin up against Kafusi, because you know what? I'll be able to do this, Loz. I rest my case. It's no contest. Go through his rap record and then see who do you think is the grub.
I just love the fact we've got chat coming into game two. We're throwing a few barbs at each other. This is what was missing game one.
Listen, the only thing you have to worry about now in Origin or in rugby league is getting your jumper crumpled. It's all right for all these guys to write about all this sort of stuff and try and get the war going. I think I've said it before. I want every journalist, I want to roll the ball in the in-goal area.
Make him run it back.
You've got to get back in the field of play against both packs. And then you're allowed to say anything you like.
You'd trip over each other trying to get to the
ball.
Could
you imagine? Mate, could you imagine the crowd?
You know what? Like, all sports say
it. You put it on Fox.
Yeah. We used to say it as well, cricketers. Like, a journal would write something and you'd take it personally, and your first comment would be, listen to this bloke carrying on like he's played 100 test matches. And then you actually do a bit of research, never played a game of club cricket. Yet he's writing like he's just made 2,500s playing test cricket.
But it's good stirring.
He used to take it so personally.
It's good stirring the pot, because I was involved with the Gallen, Nate Miles blue.
Well, I said this morning, do you reckon there might be one in this game?
I don't think so, mate.
Just a little one.
No.
Just a left, one left.
I'm sorry to say this. They'll hate me.
Yeah.
I want to see a stink.
Yeah,
but anyway,
me too. I'm with
you. I'm sorry. I've said it.
Just a little one. Yes.
I'm sorry.
Love to see
I reckon that's what it needs. I reckon that's what this game needs. I reckon that's exactly what Orange, just a little one.
Just kick off.
Just, yeah.
There'll be a melee. You know,
that's what I'm saying.
No, I want to see
your jumper crumpled. I remember a few years ago, Jonathan Thurston backhanded my man, the serial killer, Bo Scott.
Bo Scott.
Honestly, back in the day, he would end up in his letterbox. But you're allowed to do it now. Yeah, a little bit of... Yeah, there's a little bit of a slap for you.
You get away with it, don't you?
Well, you can now.
You can
now.
Push the boundaries, you know, because if you throw a punch. And by the way...
Is it sin bin?
I disagree because...
10 minutes are off for a punch.
I think punching shouldn't be allowed.
Shouldn't be allowed.
Sorry, boys.
Okay. You've changed your
Well, I've told you why I've changed, haven't
yeah,
I?
Yeah.
I told you because when my young bloke started playing, I would have... hated for him to be punched.
Yeah.
But I was against the rule when it first happened. But
is, it 10 older, is it 10 minutes or automatic send-off if you throw a punch?
It's automatic sin bin, but then depending on how many, I suppose, or how serious it is, you could find yourself sent from the field.
Okay. I wish the punching rule wasn't in when I was playing. Have a look at me, Mel.
talking about the punching rule, I'm being serious now. Mm. How many games... would it be every second week, every third week, on average, do you think that you would have had a blue or at least thrown a punch in a game when you sort of first started? Would it have been every second week?
Every couple of weeks, I'd say. But but you got to think about it. That's the way we grew up. That's the way it was.
Yeah.
So we didn't know any different. That's what we thought. Oh, well, that's how
well,
you play.
Told me before, ever since you were a young kid, as a front rower, I'd never let the... other front row get over the top of you.
Never let them beat you.
Yeah, and well, stand up for yourself.
Try to. I got beat a few times.
Not many.
Not many.
Oh, mate. I remember one day, one test, my first test against New Zealand, and they were saying that Kevin Tammany was the boxing champion. That's when Greg Dowling and him had a fight on the thing.
Was that your first test?
That was my first test in at Lang Park. Yeah. He signed his signature on my forehead. Lump, 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 lump. I remember coming off and missing me. Both eyes were closed, and I mate, because what they did, remember we talked about the chopping block. They used to put a bounty on, mate. I got hit from all angles, like blokes just running past, going whooshka, and like because you're playing your first game, so obviously you're on the chopping block.
Just give it to the young bloke.
Just give it to the young bloke. Jeez, I had some lumps on me, I tell you. But anyway,
it's amazing how the game has changed, though, hasn't it?
Like, for the better.
Yeah.
For the better, but I reckon everyone's waiting for something to happen in Origin,
something different.
Yeah, just I don't know. But I was telling you about Paul Gallen, right? So what happens is I couldn't cut it up, but I got him to cut up all these things that Nate Miles did in the game over the year, and I showed him to Gallen. Said, mate, enough's enough, mate. Have a look at this. And the rest is history.
The great guy.
What a tough man, mate. He is a genuine, tough man, mate. Paul Gallen.
I used to give it to him, but he would give back. Never complain,
he loved
Gallen.
It. Never say nothing.
No. He was old school, that if you gave it, you had to cop it.
Mm.
And he'd receive it, but he also had his fair share of, you know what, I'm going to retaliate here and have a crack back.
Yeah. Retaliate first.
Get in first.
Hey, I heard your man this morning too on the show, Josh Reynolds. I reckon the Bulldogs should bring him back for three months. I reckon they should bring him back. His DNA is in the Bulldogs.
Ooh, definitely.
Mate, it won't cost him much. Now, he's not a marquee player like, you know, he's going to score and win your games and all that. But I'll tell you what. What do you think, Loz? His DNA's there. I reckon he'd play that hard for 80 minutes every week if he's not, you know, if he's not injured, of course. I would bring him back because I reckon it'd be a great marketing ploy for the Bulldogs. Mm. I know they're starting to win a couple of games now, but he's the sort of guy that I'd love to have.
It never felt right when he left the Dogs, did it?
No.
There's some players you just automatically assume that's who they are.
Mm.
And he was always a Bulldog. Even when he went to the Tigers, it just didn't feel like it was a good fit.
Yeah.
And he would be someone that I reckon might get picked up for the rest of the season. I'd love to see him go back to the Dogs.
I'd love to see him go to the Dogs.
But I reckon the Dolphins might be a chance of, you know, making a play for him for 12 months.
You know what?
Yeah, whether he's prepared to go up there or not, I'm unsure. But to have that, like, experienced player, guy that sort of knows he's coming to the end, you get him up there, you talk to him about, like, I just want you to sort of show these boys
how to
what
prepare
being, being a first grader and being able to, you know, enjoy yourself, but also how you prepare for a game.
And he's got energy.
Bit of a role
at
a certain club. I think he can be a role player. I don't think you're going to have him there for 24 weeks of the year as your starting number six, but I reckon he'd add value on and off the field.
And I reckon he'd add
value.
That role
Benji did, that 14.
Yeah, and you're not going to pay him a lot of money either. That's the other thing. So you're getting this experienced player, very good around the group, that is not going to cost you a great deal of money.
The other thing too with players, you'll be able to tell them better than anyone, is you want to finish on your own note. He won't want to finish now that he's been, you know, he's been given the heave-ho by Holt. Mate, the English clubs, I mean, you do the wrong thing, mate, you're gone. At least there's a little bit forgiving here.
But they hate the international players if they go over there and if they're not performing or injured and they're not playing.
But he did his knee too. Like, you know how long it takes to come back from a knee. So he's come back from the knee. He probably hasn't hit his straps the way that they thought he would, but you know, you've got to give blokes time.
I remember
Mullows
went over there to play with Leeds, and they just were into him. They got rid of him, I think, Mullows, and then he come back and signed with the Roosters.
Roosters
having a sensational year, and
they went and played in the grand final.
They played in the grand final, won the grand final.
Yeah.
Good judges, the Poms.
It's a wonderful world we live in.
Oh, dear.
Steve Blocker Roach joining us. What about this? A Daily, fancy you going on annual leave? Have more time off than Santa. There's a sledge for you.
Oh,
geez.
It's a bit heavy.
Tough.
I don't take many holidays at
you
all,
don't.
I don't think.
You don't at all.
No. But I'm always here.
Laurie's the world's nicest bloke. Why are they hammering him?
No, he does get hammered.
Yeah, I get hammered, Block. Mm. I get hammered.
How dare they? Hey, you know the other thing, too, about the New South Wales site? Brandy coming out and saying, we're too nice. That's a nice way of saying that we're too nice.
Yes,
it isn't it, really?
We're too nice.
We're too nice.
What did you make of those comments, Brock? Because I know that they're putting it out there to put the referee under pressure. And you know that Queensland will be talking about, well, if they're going to try and slow us down, we need to slow them down.
Yeah.
Do you think this is going to be more of a stop-start game than an open game, as we saw in game one?
I reckon they're going to push the boundaries, both sides.
What more, is there going to be more penalties?
Oh, there'll be more penalties for sure, because both sides are going to try and lay on each other. The great coach, Warren Ryan, used to say, if you don't win the ruck, you don't win the game. Now, Queensland won the ruck in the first one. And I reckon Brandy and also Freddie have come in with a good idea to put Appy in there at hooker, and also bring in Jakey Tabojevic, just to tighten up that ruck. If you have a look at the defence, and, mate, I said it before about Cookie, I reckon Cookie's a magnificent player, great running player, but he's a bit of a catcher in the ruck. By that, I mean, you know, he tackles front on, and he sort of gets knocked back all the time, right? So Corrissell will come out, he'll tighten up that ruck with his defence. He's a great chaser from marker, cutting blokes down. And Jakey coming into the side too will tighten up that ruck. So I reckon they're two pretty good moves. They're saying, I don't know whether I would have went with another hooker on the bench, because you need another big bopper. The space in Origin isn't what you think it is. You know, when you say, oh, this bloke's a running hooker and he can, you know, get out and he does it in club land and makes long breaks and all that sort of stuff. That doesn't happen in Origin. Your opportunities aren't there as much as what they are in club footy. So I don't know whether I would have went with someone on the bench as another hooker. I might have put another big bopper on. So, I don't know.
You just don't know how the game's going to unfold. That's an intriguing thing for me, is because I thought that first game was played at a very, very...
breakneck.
Very strong speed. And
Are we
both teams had fatigue.
Yeah.
I'm just worried about it being a stop-start affair. And if it is, I think it suits Queensland. And then if Cookie comes out and it's not that fast a game where there's no fatigue, he mightn't get the same opportunities as we thought he was going to get.
Block, do you not think we're copying Queensland by picking two hookers?
Yeah,
because Queensland played so well with that in game one.
Yeah, I do.
That we've said we've got to do the same.
If I decided, if it was me anyway, if I decided to make the change, I wouldn't have had another hooker on the bench. So if I decided to bring, if I was in the selection and I decided to bring Appy into the side, I wouldn't have another hooker on the bench.
What about the Fox? Are you surprised that he wasn't recalled?
There's something going on there, mate. I don't know. I don't know the answer to it. And I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but I'm very surprised because, mate, a half break when you play, I've said it before, when you're playing with the Fox, a half break becomes a try. Mm. And, you know, I suppose what they say is, you know, the back five are the most important, bringing the ball back and all that sort of stuff. I don't think there's any more courageous player in the game than the Fox bringing the ball back. A lot of people wouldn't really notice the work that he does at the back end of the field. Well, he's a courageous bugger. Mm. Mate, he gets in there and runs the ball. And, you know, speed equals power. And he hardly ever gets knocked back or put on his back or, I don't know, I watch him pretty closely. I think he's great at the back. And I'm really surprised after, when you look at it, what is it, 11 tries in 12 Origin games? We need to score points. So I really can't. I think there's something a little bit more to it than just a selection thing.
How do we shut down Munster? Well, limit, you can't shut him down completely, but how do you limit the opportunities that he can have?
It's very hard to shut down a bloke who doesn't know what he's doing anyway. Did you see that Origin in the first Origin when he ran backwards, sidewards, and then straightened? And I don't know whether he knows what he's doing. So
he's a nightmare.
I think the worst thing we can do, Loz, and you'll be able to tell people more better than I, if you try and double team him, that opens up the space for someone. When you were playing, you loved being double teamed. By that, I mean, you know, a couple of blokes going at you and trying to shut you down. I don't think that we'll play. I think we'll be embarrassed about our first performance and would have been very disappointed. And I think New South Wales will come out in this game. I really believe it.
Sifa Talakai, what sort of role can you see him playing and impact him having?
Well, I watched him last week too at the back end of the field. What a, some of the carries he made against the Tigers,
isn't he?
Mate, unbelievable. And a lot of people saying he's been quiet. He mightn't been as explosive as he was early in the season because people are weary of him in that now. But I'll tell you what, he's still a wrecking ball. He can play. He can play centre, back row, lock. Mate, at a pinch, you could put him in the front row. Mm. So, I like that. I like that selection. I think he can come on and do
well,
something.
Well, we need power coming off the bench because I thought that's where Queensland, excuse me, got us in game one. They reclaimed that momentum that we had when Carrigan, Collins, Grant came off the interchange bench.
Yeah, they did, Loz, but those young blokes, they, in that first game, and I think we got a little bit ambushed. I think we got a little bit surprised how those guys come on and played. So that won't happen again. And I don't think Isaiah Yeo got knocked out in the first minute. He was pretty cloudy for the rest of the game. He's nearly the best player in the game. I don't think that he'll play as quiet as he was in the first game. Cleary, I think, can adjust to whatever happens. I thought he was a little bit quiet in the first game. But you've got to have a look. They didn't get that momentum. You know Loz better than anyone. Like the momentum in the forwards kicking off the back of momentum on the front foot. I don't think we ever really won the ruck or, you know, busted through tackles and got us on the front foot with our kicking game. If I had a look at it, Cleary was sort of like getting ambushed every time he was kicking the ball downfield. So that's one area that they've got to win, you know. And that's all goes in with winning the play the ball and winning the tackle and all that sort of stuff. So if they can do that, I don't think New South Wales will be as quiet as what they were in the first game. I don't think they were that bad. It was only 6 points in at the end of the day. But I think they'll be a lot more energetic in this game. I think they got ambushed.